Diners Podcast. Brett.
This is Greg.
And Soslong.
And hey, he's here.
Yeah.
Welcome
been a
back.
While. Sorry about that.
No worries.
I have an extremely, extremely terrible memory. Just leave it at that.
Well, let's hope the Eagles do.
Yeah, no, they'll have to get past the beating that they took on Monday night. And you know, Soslong, you picked a good week to return because now we are on a 3-game win streak. We've gone 4 weeks without losing, so I like to say 4-game win streak, but that's not actually true.
Yeah, because we kicked that bye week's ass.
Yeah, we slaughtered it. And hey, we got
still tackle after it. That's a lot more than other teams can say.
So really, there are 2 weeks this season that Jay Cutler has not gotten sacked in, and now he's gone 3 weeks in a row without a sack. There's some good things happening.
Hey, you know what? We've almost matched the Lions' win streak.
Yes, well, isn't there at the beginning of the season they were talking about how, oh, we've gone, you know, 18 games without losing if you count the preseason.
Oh, yeah. That was the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking assholes.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to some of the Lions hate later, but let's, I guess, recap the Eagles game. What
yeah.
What do you think?
Hey, that offense showed up, surprisingly.
Yeah, I've never been more excited and more happy with the outcome of a game since, last year's Eagles game. Huh. Interesting.
Huh. When you let the Bears first drive, march down the field, eat up 5 or 6 minutes and get a touchdown, there's going to be problems for that defense.
That first drive was a thing of beauty. It may have been literally, and I say this, you know, I like to exaggerate. I say this without any exaggeration. That was probably the best first drive that I've watched since before we got Jay Cutler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no argument there. When we started out with two whole runs.
Yes.
I was.
Yeah, because Forte had alone like 50 yards that drive, just on the ground.
58 or something.
Yeah, it was something ridiculous in one drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
Yeah. And you know what? There's no excuse. Two fumbles on our part, an interception, and a fumble on their part. Completely no excuses.
Mm-hmm.
So, we beat them fair and square. Came out and showed what the dominant team is.
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, this game mattered a lot, because if they lost, then the wild card was out of hand, Now the Eagles have to deal with that. And,
yeah.
The Eagles have to win their division now.
They have to win their division. We can go for the wild card, or we're not beating the Packers, so we can't win the division.
I actually think with the offense that we saw perform yesterday, or Monday rather, I'm not ruling out W next to the Packers game out of the question.
Isn't that Christmas in Lambeau?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Oh. That's a good point.
There's no way that's going to happen.
I think, you know, it's possible, but it's more a question of can we catch them in the division, and probably not, just because I think all of their hardest games are done now, except for us again. So.
And they're two
much
Lions games?
Say the Lions.
Yeah, those fuckers. yeah, well, they've got 3 losses coming right there, us and 2 Packers games, so, you know. They'll look a lot less intimidating in a couple weeks, but let's talk about the performance of the offensive line. We have to first, before we discuss it in depth, we just have to say rest in peace to Retort Nation's beard. His sack beard was finally shaved at its end.
Hey, you know what? He didn't fully shave.
Oh, did he leave some facial hair?
He left a goatee.
Oh, come on now.
That's not losing the beard.
That's for Cutler's breakdancing moves. He left that just for that.
We'll count that as like half a sack because he basically went down, but he just got back up so fast and he hadn't been touched.
It's the funny thing is the second you see him get up, there's 3 Eagles on top of each other, like a cartoon. That was the best part, in my opinion.
Yeah, that was pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
So we'll call it the breakdance goatee, or the I like to think of it as the runaway goatee, because goatees make me think of child molesters, and you run away of child molesters.
Hey, that guy at Penn State doesn't have any facial hair.
Oh, God.
I bet it's those breakdance moves why Kevin Lurie got back with him.
You know, I bet it is that, and he does have the best butt in the NFL, according to the tweet before the game. So.
And it's Jay's good luck charm.
Yeah. And I mean, you saw on that little.
I like the hairstyle. I'm not gonna lie. The whole like gelled up to the side thing with the front bangs that shouldn't be there.
Ow.
You're so gay.
I can't believe we're talking about this.
You're so gay. And the funny thing is, everyone who's gonna listen to us is gonna share our feelings 100%.
I agree.
So it doesn't even matter. Like whatever. Anyway, let's go move on. Offense, you did your job. Offensive line, yippee. But
offensive line, you had your best game in probably 10 years.
Oh yeah, easily. Easily. It's speaking of men touching other men, the offensive line did phenomenal, and you know, a lot of that was tight ends helping out and running backs and fullbacks helping out, but there were also even just the five themselves, and they were insane in run blocking. Insane. Like,
yeah.
Williams pulled great pools. He, you know, spun out and sealed down the right side. There were key blocks from tight ends, and we just have like a pretty athletic offensive line. Now, a lot of the times they've been stupid as shit, but that's okay because they did their job this week, and it was fantastic. And there were no sacks in that. You know, with our line speaks for itself. It has literally been the last time.
When was the last time they allowed no sacks?
It was I believe it was the Redskins game last year, or it might have been in 2009. It was one of those two.
It was that recent?
It must be the 2009 then. I heard two different.
It's been a pretty long streak.
I think it was I think it was 29 games. So you're right. It would have been in 2009, Cutler's first season with the Bears.
It didn't get to 50.
No, I'm shocked. I'm as shocked as you are, but.
So, shall we move on?
Indeed.
This Briggs guy is pretty good.
He still doesn't warrant more money.
Well,
no.
He still doesn't deserve more money.
No, he doesn't.
But he did play at his value, which is more than some players on our rosters can say. So, yeah, he had a phenomenal game. I mean, what did you see from him that impressed you so much?
The way he read that perfectly. The only thing that he didn't manage to do was catch the football, but what was it, DJ Moore? Or Jennings?
Yeah.
It was DJ Moore.
No, it was Wright, the one that caught the tip.
Oh, it was Wright. Right. Yeah, it was Wright.
The one good thing he did.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. The drop in the backfield for McCoy, just hustling to the ball every single time, dropping Vic out of bounds after the incomplete, hurting him. That was, honestly, I was very happy watching him play.
Yeah, and the reason that, you know, the Michael Vick is 0-4 against the Bears, the reason that we contain him pretty well when we play him is because of Lance Briggs and also Brian Urlacher and just having linebackers that are frankly just way faster than all the other linebackers out there, and they can you know, chase him down, pull him down, knock him out of bounds, get to him. It's a lot of fun to watch.
Well, no, come on. Vic just had an off game.
No, that's
last 4 years.
Don't be ESPN. Don't be ESPN. I'm sure that maybe Briggs has pet dogs. Maybe he's a dog lover and that just gives him that extra burst of speed.
No, it's a damn parrot.
Saw that pregame with Briggs sitting there with a stupid fucking hat. he looks like that type of guy to be pissed off about the whole dog.
He does, like a pit bull. He's got a pit bull back home, and he's like, I don't understand.
But another player on the defense before we move on is that Peppers guy. What a monster!
whose body is made of. Who knows what?
I don't know. He's probably mechanical.
He's got to be, right? This is the second game this year where he's left with an injury, and I have slowly, like, in my heart, I've felt what some people say is heartbreak, but I don't believe, you know, and like, we're going to lose this game. Like, that feeling overwhelms me. And then he's back in 3 plays later, and he's getting sacks.
And he's chasing Vic down across the field to tackle him. Like, himself. Not an assist, but hey, himself. Vic moves left. Peppers turns around and chases him down as Vic moves back right and tries to gain extra yards. That was amazing. I was sitting there, and I was in complete and total awe of that play.
I mean, he's got to be a cyborg, right? Like, there's not another explanation.
Easily. I mean, no other player can do that.
They actually sawed off his leg and replaced it with a metal leg while he was out on the sidelines. You just didn't see it, but... that's got to be what happened.
Yeah. Izzy made a few nice plays as well. The drop in the backfield for McCoy just decked him. That was amazing.
Yeah, Izzy was great in run support. He didn't get a ton of pass pressuring, but for the...
He did it when it mattered most. Yeah. Not fourth and 10. They did it when it mattered most.
Yes,
so.
At the end of the game, clutch. Which is what I think we've come to expect from our defense this year. Is they're not going to dominate all game like they did last year, but at the clutch moments, they're going to rise up and make a play and save the game.
And you can't expect them to beat the Eagles every drive because the Eagles can show up at any point.
They're a very good team. Lots of, what's the word I'm looking for? Talents.
Explosiveness.
Explosiveness.
What I'm excited about, too?
Wide receivers apparently don't exist.
We're not.
They fight like dogs.
Our quarterbacks.
We're not what?
We're not bitching at our quarterbacks.
It's true. Jay had a fantastic game.
No, cornerbacks.
Like. Cornerbacks? Corners? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're right.
I'm not here cursing Tillman or Jennings, which is weird because that's what I've come to expect.
They still let up sometimes, and the safeties didn't cover.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm thinking back to the game, and I just can't remember a time that their name was called, which for a corner is kind of exactly what you want. Though I know Jennings did have a chance to get a pick once, and he dropped it. But
oh yes,
hey,
whatever.
He could just play wide receiver on our team. That's what that tells me.
Oh my God, fuck Roy Williams, an obligatory fuck you, Roy Williams.
Fuck that guy. Didn't that pass bounced off his hands, right?
Yes, literally.
Can you imagine how much...
What about Sonsenbacher? I mean, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, that too.
Well, I was watching this game with my uncle, and he played some football, and we were both watching it, and we watched that play, and we're like, how did he miss that catch? And it was going to be for a first down, and you just don't close your hands?
What are you doing? Beautiful throw too. That was the worst thing. Like you just stole a beautiful throw from Jay. But whatever. You know what? Let's talk about the wide receiver that didn't suck, and that's Earl Bennett.
He's my background right now. I wish you guys could see it. The touchdown catch over Asante Samuels.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
95 yards and a touchdown in your first game back. I don't know about you guys, but that seems pretty good.
Hey, it's the only receiver outside of Forte. It's the only receiver that Cutler trusts.
True.
And Forte had a few drops.
Forte might have lost that. This
he week. Had a few fumbles.
You know what? I'm not even pissed at him for that. He came out there and he executed even after those fumbles. You can't say the same thing for Maurice Jones-Drew, who fumbled like 17 times in one game.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, he did have fumbles, and it was frustrating because both led to touchdowns by the Eagles, but he still had a monster game, you know, 133 yards. He still went back out there and didn't fumble again and contributed. And frankly, he hadn't fumbled in so long, and he's getting the ball on such a high percentage of plays that you expect that.
It's
and,
bound to happen eventually.
Yeah, thankfully it came in a game where our offense was playing at a high enough level that we were able to overcome it and score more points than the other team and not in a game like a close 10-7 game or something.
Yeah, you know, like not a Packers game.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Now, what's this about the special teams? I miss the special teams plays.
Because there weren't any.
Exactly.
Okay.
I don't think we had a kickoff return go past the 15, which is obviously bad. Just let it bounce in the end zone at that point. And none of the punts went like... There was one 10-yard punt return, and the rest of them were either... tackled as soon as they hit, or
Hester could have made something happen out of there.
Yeah.
The good punt return. I look pretty good to me. I don't know. Well, you can't expect this from him every single game. But the thing that pisses me off is when they show the close up of his face, you could tell that he wants to bring it back. He wants to, and he tries too hard.
Mm-hmm.
The same exact thing happened in the Lions game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's the Monday night thing backfiring on him, but I don't care. It's like,
just play do conservatively. When he gets those returns is when he just takes a quick look and he can make it.
Yeah, he's best when he just darts through a bunch of people right away instead of trying to, like, dance around. I mean, he's good at dancing around, but he's best doing that in the open field, not when there are a ton of people converging on him.
He's fast, but not that fast.
to be fair to the special teams, they did actually have one great play that I'm remembering about, and that was the tackle and strip of Deshaun Jackson near the end of the half.
That is, though, you have to admit, a bit of luck was involved by the fact that Corey Graham, like, pulled Jackson on top of him as opposed to onto the ground.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that Deshaun Jackson caught it instead of fair catching it and tried to make a play. But it was such a huge play because, you know, at that point, it was 10-3 and we were on a drive and we were probably going to score or at least get three the way we had been moving. But the fumble makes it 10-10. And then we're stopped on offense and we're punting. And so they have the ball. They would have had the ball with like a minute and 10 left. They could have gone up 17-10 before halftime, but instead we do. And that was pretty big, you know, though they came out of half and went ahead by 7 points again. So it wasn't heat like a game altering, but it was pretty awesome.
But wait a second. We're what? Red zone is 4-for-4?
Was it?
3-for-3?
Wow.
Touchdowns in the red zone? They had the stat come up, and I was like, no way.
I think
you're right. No way.
Yeah.
Come on.
Maybe we finally fixed our red zone offense. Hey, look, having a run game helps you in the red zone. Who would have thought?
That beats me.
Who saw that coming?
Apparently Mortz. Boy genius.
Alright, I think we're done with the game.
Yeah, we can just celebrate. Let's just celebrate 3 wins in a row, guys. It was awesome. It was a fun game to watch. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a great game to watch. And, you know, I thought for a few moments that they'd be losing it all, but they came back.
Yeah, I did too. And I think that was
the fastest
most...
2 minutes.
Yeah, we thought, especially in the third quarter, there was a moment where I was like, crap, we're like completely outplaying them and we're still going to let this game slip away. I think it was right after the second fumble, but our offense, guys, do you realize how like mind-altering is that the Bears' offense saved the game?
Yeah.
Like I was looking at the stats and we have a top 10 offense, a top 10 scoring offense. What is going on? I feel like it's the end of the world.
It's called Jay Cutler, dude.
The Chicago Bears have a top 10 scoring offense. Everything I knew was a lie.
You know what, though? You know what? I would be so pissed if like, for the next 10 years, we have an amazing offense but a shitty defense. I would be so pissed.
No, I'll take it. I'll take that.
No.
It's not a defensive league anymore. We're getting away from that.
You know, speaking of, like, history... As an Eagles fan, I'd be so pissed to see my team turn from playing, you know, quote-unquote Eagles football to see these tiny, tiny fast guys who can't cover anyone. You know, like, what's his name? Rogers Cromartie or Nambi. So, I don't know. I'd be pissed. But I don't know about the actual Eagles fans. Oh, who gives a shit?
Agreed.
They probably just threw batteries at people yesterday because they were pissed off.
Or snowballs. Anyway.
All right, good. Well, let's talk about some of the personnel management that this week before we get to the Lions preview. So injuries and contracts and everything.
Right here. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So I think the biggest thing, you know, we have the two we're not sure whether they're going to play and are or not players are probably Hester and Peppers. Hester's has like an ankle sprain and he's listed as questionable. Peppers didn't practice today. My guess is that he would probably play. He will probably play just because he played during the game. So why wouldn't he play a week later? But I don't know. But those are the two that didn't participate and still have a chance to come back. Now, Creamy's officially out and Kyle Adams, one of the tight ends, went to injured reserve. So I don't know. So those four are really the main things. What do you guys think some of the implications of that are?
You know, it's a short week. You're going to keep people out. And because they got to recover for Sunday, and it's already Wednesday. So, you know, you're going to see more people probably sit out as the week goes on. But it's nothing really to worry about.
Yeah. You know, having Hester out for next week might actually do us some good. We all know that Knox is more than capable of taking punt return and kick return duties. We've seen him bring a bunch of touchdowns back as special teams. So, and maybe, just maybe, they'll actually kick our special teams next this time.
Yeah, and you know what? Even if Hester is out, obviously, you know, we do lose something there, but the special teams doesn't lose a huge step because we still have very capable kick returner and punt returner and Johnny Knox, so.
Yeah.
So, not a big deal. Now, Creamy, I mean, what about Creamy? A lot of us.
I don't know if I really want to see more from Johnny Knox. So
well,
Creamy, yeah. I want his V solid. I don't want him coming back 80%.
Agreed, agreed. And a lot, I think a lot of people share this feelings that we've seen the offensive line gel and perform at, you know, a high level for the first time this season. So let's not mess with a good thing by trying to put like a tackle at 80% in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just not mess with their chemistry, their development, their continuity. So, oh well, what you gonna do? I say, you know, he's a rookie. Let him sit until he's completely healed, and then try and work him in.
Yep. How about that Garza extension?
Well, my first reaction to it is, how pissed off are you if you're Matt Forte?
Oh my god, I can't believe it.
Well, you know, I'm not one to really defend Angelo very often because fuck that guy, but you really want a center to, you know, to stick around for a bit longer than a running back.
Mm-hmm.
So
agreed.
You know.
They're a lot more durable. And I think it's actually a very savvy front office move because people are, you know, there's all
but
this.
But you've got Chris Spencer.
Well, you do.
Who's already.
You do. And I don't know what,
there.
What they're smoking. But my thought is, you know, you've got the locker room kind of turning against you. Everyone's upset with how Forte is being treated. So what do? You offer a much cheaper extension to a team captain who's, you know, again, a leader.
I don't know how much of a
leader loved by his
Garza team really is.
Well, I don't know either, but he's a captain, so that probably counts for something, but who knows. But either way, at least, I don't know. The thing that I'm happy about is the, you know, we have an offensive line basically set for, you know, the next 3 to 5 years, which will be after the past 3 to 5 years where it's been constantly changing. That'll be pretty exciting.
Could you imagine yourself saying this 2 weeks ago?
No, I could not. Because I hated our offensive line 2 weeks ago. But, hey, they finally played a good game, and they've been, actually, I was looking at
how depressing is that one game is enough for us to completely forget the last 2 years?
It's
how depressing is
depressing.
That?
It's depressing. It's depressing. But I was actually looking at the past, since the Lions game, I think they've only given up 3 sacks. So that's pretty good for, you know, for... Now, granted, that was against the Vikings and the Bucks and the Eagles, but the Vikings and the Eagles have very good pass rushers. So I feel like that's me.
One guy named Jared Allen or something.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have heard him.
I don't know, something like that.
Yeah. There was some post on RNFL like 3 weeks ago that was, today I learned Jared Allen is leading the league in sacks. I was like, you didn't just learn that, you piece of shit. Like, you posted that to get attention for him.
Hang on, is he still leading in sacks?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know what you just said.
I think my...
I just heard sacks, and that was all. But anyway... What the fuck?
Phone interference.
I don't know what's going on.
We'll let him work that out, and let's move on to talk about the Lions game.
Motherfuckers are going down. Fuckers.
Yeah.
Profanities!
So what do you remember, like, what sticks out to you from the last time we played them, the Monday Night Football game in Week 5?
Javid fucking Best.
Oh, gosh.
Fuck that guy. But good news, he's out with a concussion and did not participate on Wednesday practice.
Good, good. So, they're, you know, I think what you're referring to is the huge touchdown run he had last time, right?
It was 88 yards, I believe.
Yeah, that's, first of all, that's just unreasonable, and Lance Briggs and Chris Harris fucked up big on that one, but to let, I think they were like the 30th or the 31st rushing offense coming into that game have an 88-yard touchdown run on you, that's pretty unreasonable, and you know, Best isn't good, but he's fast, but Kevin Smith, who will be starting in place of Best, is neither good nor fast, so hopefully that won't happen again.
Let's hope so. We've been surprised by this team in the past.
Agreed. We've been surprised by their propensity to fuck it up.
I'm going to be a total dick right now and raise your guys' hopes and then dash them. Kyle VandenBosch did not participate in Wednesday's practice, but it's not injury related.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You did
Sorry
have,
about that.
my hope for a second there. That was, man, that would be huge if he didn't play. But
he is quite better than the overrated Sue.
Yes.
In my opinion.
I agree with you. Sue can't play run defense at all. And I think it's because he plays a little over aggressively, so he gets pulled in trap too easily. Yeah. But
I think we should. The 49ers ran this play. It's basically a trap where you run up the middle and then just. What's it called? Sidestep right, sidestep left, and just roll around the. It's basically a draw. And they ran that so well that they were able to use that three or four times in the entire game and get Sue on it every single time.
They had 200 yards against rushing yards against the Detroit Lions.
And that's with Kendall Hunter and the guy who had a broken hip last season.
We had over 400. That would be good. We had over 100 yards against them last week. So, you know, if we just stick to the run. So here's the thing. You know, the Lions run the same defensive scheme that the Eagles run, which is the wide nine, where you have really wide spacing on your tackles and your defensive ends. And that allows you to pass rush a lot more effectively, especially if your offense is stupid enough to do, like, seven-step drops or something, purely hypothetically speaking. But what it means is that your linebackers are responsible for more gaps and for bigger gaps. And if you have bad linebackers like the Eagles and the Lions, it's really easy to take advantage of that with draws, with pulls, with traps.
Hey, you know, Bobby Carpenter's not so bad.
He's not.
Black sarcasm.
No, there's definitely the, you know, both the Eagles' supposedly, quote-unquote, elite defensive backs, but a strong defensive line. And
I saw a Nambi tackle at all.
I don't think. Well, he's not used to anyone getting thrown at, and he doesn't realize that now he's not playing man anymore. People are going to throw the ball near him, and he has to actually tackle them. So
that was funny.
So run game, definitely going to be a big key. And even last time, you know, we used it, we ended up losing because nobody could catch a freaking ball, but Earl Bennett's back. So
yep. Always good to see number 80 in the lineup. But you know what? It's going to be a good game regardless. Okay. We know that we have to win. It's Soldier Field. Mm-hmm. Lions are coming off. Did they win last night?
They had the bye this week, and then they had a win the week before against the Broncos, so I don't know. They are coming off a win, and they had a long week to prepare. We have a short week, unfortunately, but we do. This is our first home game in a month, so you got to figure the crowd will be pumped up, and it's a pivotal game in the wild card race, because if we win, we're tied for the Lions as far as record goes, but we actually hold the conference record tiebreaker because they've played AFC games and we haven't played any AFC games. So we'll actually be ahead of them. So we'll be the fifth seed. And if we lose, they get a pretty big step on us for the fifth seed, and we'll be about even with the sixth seed contenders, which is like the Cowboys and the Eagles and the Falcons and the Bucks, that kind
of
like.
So, but we have tiebreakers over three of those teams.
Exactly. So it's not a disaster if we lose, but it's really, really good if we win.
Plus the next, what is it, three out of four games are Soldier Field? And that's against Chargers, Oakland, and Seahawks or Kansas?
It's Lions and Chargers at home, on the road at Oakland, and then Kansas City at home. So those Detroit, Chargers, and Kansas City all come to Soldier Field in the next
month. Yeah, it's going to be nice having the Chargers at home.
I agree.
Takes away the home field advantage for, Rivers?
Rivers, yeah. It'll be kind of fun. I'm kind of glad we're playing the AFC West this year for three reasons. First is they're really, really terrible, and so it's basically, you know, three free wins and one probable win against the Chargers.
I can't wait to see what we do against the Broncos.
Yes, and that's the second reason is Jay Cutler's regular season return to Denver should be really exciting to watch. And then the third reason is that, like, Phillip Rivers, Jay Cutler rivalry that used to exist. You know, I think everybody realizes that Rivers is a douche, and a lot of people think Cutler is a douche for whatever reason. But, you know, now that he's out of that,
is he the person in the NFL? Like, why?
I'm just saying, okay. Cutler gets along with Rodgers and McNabb / Ponder and Stafford fine. So I'm just saying, but Phillip Rivers doesn't get along with anyone. And once you remove Cutler from the division, I'm just saying, there's a douche here that's obvious, and it's not Jay. That's all I'm saying.
I just think Philip Rivers is kind of overrated at this point. I don't know.
Yeah, it sure looks like that this year.
Yeah.
He lost.
With Vincent Jackson and Antonio Gates in your freaking lineup, how do you not put up gigantic numbers?
But the Chargers fans are all upset that they lost, you know, their backup running back, Darren Sproles, and they're insisting that's the difference and not that Philip Rivers just actually isn't as elite as they thought.
Did Darren Sproles get a season? 9? 15?
I don't know. It's not a good excuse.
No, it's no excuse. Marion Barber is like a hit, I don't even know what the fucking phrase is at this point.
Yeah.
He just frustrates me or makes me happy. It's hit and miss. That's it.
Agreed.
But anyway, what are we up to now? Predictions?
Yeah, I think so. Let's, I guess, give our predictions for this game on Sunday, the Lions game. So what do you think?
Well, let's take it piece by piece. What do we think is going to be the sack on Jay?
2. I'm optimistic. Because it seems like they have a really good defensive line. I'm not taking that away from him. But it seems like our offensive line has improved. And we're actually using Jay's mobility, which is like one of his greatest talents that we've just ignored until now. And, you know, moving the pocket, rolling him out and stuff. So I'm going to say 2, fairly low.
I'm going to go for 3. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
There's something about Vanden Bosch that is kind of scary.
I agree.
I say 3.
And Brad says 3. Welcome back, by the way.
Yeah, think that back.
All right. Well, I'm not, you know, I don't have the numbers to back this up, but I'm just going to say there's no way that Brad has a better picks record than me at this point in the season. So
how many interceptions for Jay and Stafford?
2 total between the two.
2 total?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 1 for Stafford, 0 for Cutler.
I'm going to go with that. I agree with that. 1 for Stafford, 0 for Cutler. I just don't think they have, like, a defensive back
who can
pick people off. So. All right. What about... I feel like everyone just left me.
Yeah, his phone was ringing.
Okay, all right. What about, score prediction?
This one's at home, right?
This is in Chicago, correct. So we should not see 9 offensive line penalties again.
I swear to God. God damn it. That was the worst thing.
No, I agree. It made me very mad. So we'll predict, actually, let's predict that. How many offensive line penalties from our offensive line this week?
0.
Bold.
5.
You're just taking the average between last last prediction.
There's going to be 3 holds and 2 false starts.
I'm going to go with 1. Hold. Maybe some holds will happen. I'm going to go with 2. Both holds. No false starts. If we didn't false start in Philly, I have to believe we're not going to. No, we did have 1 false start.
Philly doesn't get that loud.
Yeah. That's true. That's a good point. All right. Last thing before score prediction. Total rushing yards for Matt Forte.
200.
Ooh.
120.
I'm going to go with 150 because he had 130 last time, and hopefully we're going to run it more because now we have a good line and a good scheme. And there's no freaking Frank Omifail. Oh, really?
God, I forgot that guy existed.
Oh, thank God that you could. Thank God that you could.
Wow. I am sad now. But the fact that he's still on our roster makes me very, very depressed.
Yeah, me too. All right, score predictions. What do you guys think?
There's no way we're going to be able to keep Calvin Johnson out of the end zone. Let's just leave it at that. I say 2 touchdowns, 2 field goals for the Lions. With the way our offense has been playing the last, you know, this Monday is entirely completely shocking, but I feel like they're going to stoop down because Mark's going to get pass happy again.
Ugh.
But it's happened before.
Mm-hmm.
Think back to the Saints
mm-hmm.
Atlanta game beginning.
You're right. No,
anyway,
you're right.
But I don't know. I definitely 2 touchdowns, maybe 3, definitely a field goal. Leave it at that.
All right.
19-15 Bears.
Wow, that's pretty low scoring.
Bears at home, that's why.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to go with, I have to factor in the Soldier Field turf. Okay, hold on, let me recalculate. Let me subtract a touchdown from each team. That's terrible. I'm going to go with...
Maybe Kelvin Johnson will break his ankle.
I'm going to go with 16-24 Bears. That's what I'm going to go with.
And you know what? I'm sticking to my promise. This entire year, if there's any player that lays out, what's his name?
Stafford,
for more than two games. He has to be out for two games. I will purchase his jersey. And not just the shitty kind, but the like completely legitimate $300 ones.
Right, oh, well. I thought I'd send him $1,000.
Let's make a pool on cheap Bears.
I'm going to forward this to Julius Peppers. Hold on. that's jpep at bears.com,
right? He can use that to fix his knee.
That's true. To get the new upgraded cyborg model. Well, all right then.
I think we're done here.
Yeah, I think we're all set.
We are. Thanks for listening, guys.
Wait. Before we, this is always relevant. I'm sorry. Fuck the Packers.
Oh, amen.
All right.
Why? Because they're just so good.
We'll come out.
No, because they're completely terrible.
The Packers. All right. Well, let's go for four in a row next week.
Indeed.
That'll be pretty exciting. And bear down.
Three, two. What week is this? Is this week 9?
Shoot. yeah, I think so.
We should start with that.
Just a cold open. Oh, yeah, it's week 9 because okay. We're 5-3 plus the bye. Hello, welcome to the Chai Bears podcast. This is week X, and. We'll fix it in post.